The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
Cutting through the crap to bring you the very best interviews, insights and wisdom.
From the planet's most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So you accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. So Martin, every week we give you a chance to get on your soapbox and have a little rant. So what's got your beef this week?
I appreciate this. This is Jupiter therapy for me. Thank you. This is pedantic. But our listeners are detail-orientated, so I hope they will appreciate it. It's this constant use of the term industry rather than the term profession when referring to accountants and accounting.
This has bugged you for a long time, hasn't it?
It has, because
I've said this before.
Yeah, for so many years, you know, going back all the years, you know, there was a class system within accountants. A chartered accountant was considered higher than a chartered certified, which was considered higher than a chartered management, and so on. And you know, the world doesn't care about stuff like that anymore.
No.
And indeed, I'm not sure the accounting profession cares about stuff like that anymore. But it is still a profession with a royal charter. Hence, we are chartered accountants. This means there has to be a bar cleared that hasn't got to be cleared by other such verticals in order to use the name that we use. And as such, I know so many firms who hear someone referring to their profession as an industry, yes, in the accounting industry space, in the accounting industry arena, and all sort of thing, and immediately switch off. So for anybody, whether you're a fintech, whether you have some software, you're a guru, you're an expert, you're a coach, you're a trainer, a consultant, whatever it is you do, if you come in to the accounting profession and say, in the accounting industry, what we've got to understand it, okay, then immediately the more well-versed amongst the profession will switch off to you and ultimately badge you as an amateur, not knowing what you're talking about. And yes, as the years go on and as the younger generation comes through, this will lessen, of course. But right now, your buyers haven't lessened in the way they feel about this. Yes. So stick with it. Right now, it's a profession. This separates accountants out and others, separates lawyers out, it separates engineers out, it separates architects out, because these are the professions and they don't need to be reduced to being a mere industry. So for the sake of everyone's clarity on definition of terms, something that is established by a royal charter is chartered and is therefore a profession. An industry is where you've got lots of people perhaps all selling the same thing to the same people. So if you are in a group of accounting influencers, accounting software vendors, accounting marketeers, then that industry, yeah, that is an industry, that there. But if we're talking about accounting or accountants, it's a profession.
Yeah, and even the North American designation is CPA, isn't it, which is Certified Public Accountant.
That's
I'm thinking of the medical profession, Martin, letters after the name, years and years of study, hard work, diligent qualification, professional qualifications, that is the medical profession.
And do we hear people say in the medical industry?
No.
You know, so if you are selling syringes to the NHS, and you're with somebody else who's selling face masks and PPE equipment, then okay, maybe that's an industry. Maybe selling stuff to the NHS is an industry. But in terms of the medical profession, that took a high level of qualification. That took years of study. And that is a profession right there.
But what about the fintech vendors, the software people? Is that an industry? They're not necessarily professionally qualified, are they?
No, it's accounting software industry.
Yes.
Selling to a profession.
Got it.
So in the accounting profession, you know, there is a side industry of people who sell software, you know, that sort of thing. And it all comes back. I'll finish with this one. I was speaking in Las Vegas a number of years ago. And because I'm me, I put Martin Bissett, CPA, on the one of the slides as my title. And at the end of the presentation to a room full, we had, I don't know, maybe 100 or so in the room. Oh, actually, it could have been more than that. But the point is that I finished the presentation and I said, oh, by the way, CPA on that screen there, yeah, that stands for Confident Professional Advisor. And a guy at the front got very irate with this and said, that's misrepresentation.
Yeah.
And I said, you bet it is, because without it, you people wouldn't listen to a word I had to say.
Wow. I'm sure we'll get a few comments on this, Martin. And we always welcome our listeners to give us some feedback if you listen to the link at the end of the show. We let you leave us a voicemail message, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on this and your opinions. And we look forward to your soapbox rant next week, Martin.
It'll get worse next week, I'm sure.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll have already had the conversation at some level about how do you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD-compatible software for your practice and clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So, Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers podcast, freeagent.com/AIP, and they can book that consultation today.
Improve your practice while decreasing how hard you work to make your firm really fly. Really fly.
The Accounting Influencers podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.